Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about what happened recently in Harrisburg, and that's swearing in day, the inauguration of all the new members. Talk to us about this process and what it means to begin this session.
Well, on Tuesday, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives convened for a new legislative session, and the oath of office was administered to House members. The House is now comprised of 121 Republicans and 81 Democrats, including 23 first-term members. Also on swearing-in day, the House unanimously selected Representative Mike Terzai of Allegheny County as Speaker of the House for the second consecutive session. The day also included certification of election results, election of the House parliamentarian, and adoption of rules that will govern the chamber for the 2017-2018 session. If you'd like to learn more about the issues facing the Pennsylvania General Assembly in the coming year and my goals for the new legislative session, you can always visit my website at www.repmckenzie.com, or you can visit my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/RepMckenzie.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for those who are soon to be graduating high school and looking to go to college, and that's a scholarship that's available for folks. Talk to us about how folks could apply.
High school seniors can now apply for a Pennsylvania House of Representatives scholarship to help cover the costs of higher education. Each year, two students preparing for post-secondary education are awarded four-year scholarships through the program. It's open to graduating high school seniors who are Pennsylvania residents with plans to attend a Pennsylvania college, university, or career school as a full-time student. Students must have attained a minimum 3.0 cumulative GPA in high school in order to be eligible for the scholarship. A student's commitment to the community, leadership qualities, extracurricular activities, and financial need are also taken into consideration. To apply, you can contact our office at 610-965-9933, again 610-965-9933 for more information. The application deadline is March 1st, and this program is privately funded by individual and corporate donors. No tax money or other public funds are used.
And finally, Representative, I understand that there's information available for travelers and those using the roads. Talk to us about the 511 PA Connect program.
Well, that's correct. A new smartphone-based service called 511 PA Connect has been launched to provide updates to motorists in the event of a long-term road closure due to accidents on the Pennsylvania Turnpike or other major state roadways. This service will be activated when personnel from the PA Turnpike and PennDOT identify a potential long-term closure, with the system being used only for emergencies that will last for a sustained period. The system will only work in areas where cell phone service is available. Motorists will have the option of registering for automatic text messages or phone call updates, along with follow-up notifications from the Turnpike and PennDOT staff monitoring the road closure. Once the accident is resolved, motorists who registered for the alerts will automatically be unsubscribed and all personal data will be scrubbed from the system. PennDOT and the Turnpike Commission now offer a variety of tools to keep travelers informed during all level of incidents, including the 511 PA smartphone app, a phone number, online resources, and social media platforms, but 511 Connect is the first initiative of its kind to link directly to a targeted group of travelers who are being impacted by a large-scale transportation-related emergency.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.